Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
You think you're something because you have all these gifts, but really you're nothing. You're a no one. You're nobody because you don't have love. Interesting. Verse number 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, again, he didn't do this, but he's saying, if I did those things and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. I could die a martyr's death, but I don't do it for the right reason. Maybe I'm doing, well, I am. People will remember me and my last hurrah. Whatever the reason, if they don't do it because of love for you, for God and for your fellow man, he says, it profiteth you nothing. Even if I did, Paul presented the possibility that if a person could do wonderful acts and still not have a heart of charity, it matters not. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. You've heard that before. Paul used an extreme example to make his point. If Paul was to give his body for burning, become a martyr, and have not charity, it would profit him nothing. In other words, it would gain him nothing. Okay. Then in verse number 4 through 7, and I don't know if I'll be able to get, I can't get it all for further. Paul lists 15 characteristics of Christian love that only God can give, and I'll do what I can and finish it next time I come back. Look at verse number 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Now these are characteristics of love, of charity. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed. You get the point? Ain't I something? Okay. Charity suffereth long, is patient. It's like the word patience. This word in the New Testament always describes patience with people and not patience in circumstances. Let me repeat. When he uses this word in the New Testament, it always refers as putting up with people, being patient with people, not in circumstances, things that are happening. You know, it's harder to be patient with people than it is circumstances. So he's talking about that, being patient, that charity is suffereth long, lovingly put up with people. Am I talking to you the right folks? This kind of love, you lovingly put up with people, even though they may be a dog. Or I'd say the scum of the earth. You lovingly put up with them because of God's love. Aren't you glad God loves you? That is what God still, okay. This charity, this kind of love, suffereth long. It has long patience. There's a story I read and I wanted to write this down, a great story. Told how no one treated President Abraham Lincoln with more contempt than did Edwin Stanton. He was a lawyer and a politician. You know, politicians don't get along. We think like a Republican Democrat type. Okay, in Abraham's days. Stanton called Lincoln a low, cunning clown, and he named Abraham Lincoln the original gorilla, saying that people were fools to wander about Africa trying to see a gorilla when they could easily find one in Springfield, Illinois. Lincoln, now listen to this, Lincoln said nothing. During the Civil War, Lincoln made Stanton his war minister. The same guy who criticized him, couldn't stand Abraham Lincoln. He made him the war minister, the head of the war machine, because Stanton was the best man for the job, and Lincoln treated him with courtesy and respect. The years of the Civil War wore on. The Civil War ended, and the night came when an assassin's bullet murdered Lincoln in the theater. Remember Ford's Theater. In the little room to which the president's body was taken, stood that same Edwin Stanton. A few people who were gathered around Abraham Lincoln, Edwin Stanton was in that room. Looking down on Lincoln's silent face, he said through his tears, the same man who criticized Abraham Lincoln, "There lies the greatest ruler of men the world has ever seen." The patience of love had conquered in the end. Charity suffereth long, is patient. And because Abraham Lincoln continued to love this guy, love conquered all. Charity suffereth long. Charity is kind. It means to be sympathetic and forbearing toward others. Let me repeat that. This kindness means to be sympathetic and forbearing, you understand, toward others. This virtue of kindness creates a more pleasant personality with others. It makes somebody who, if you're kind, isn't it pleasant to be around people who are just kind and they're pleasant? With this kind of love, you not only have that patience, you have that kindness. This charity, and also envieth not. The word envieth means to desire earnestly, to burn. This type of charity, you're not envying, you're not burning within yourself, that desire. It has been said that there are only really two classes of people in this world. Those who are millionaires and those who would like to be millionaires. Kind of funny, but a thought. Well, there are two kinds of envy in this world. One who covets the possessions of other people. Man, I wish I had what they had. That kind of envy. You covet their possession. And one who may even be worse in envy is one who begrudges the fact that they have what they have. They begrudge the fact that and wish they didn't have it. Are you following the two kinds of envy? Boy, I wish I have it. And the other kind is, I wish they didn't have it. It's interesting. It does not so much want things for themselves as to wish that others had not gotten them. This is much worse. And then it says, I'll close with this. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Love is not a braggart or filled with pride. Self-boasting is the opposite of humility. This kind of love is humble, humility. I know time's getting away, but let me show you the perfect example of this. In Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem each other better than themselves. This kind of love. Think of others more highly than yourself. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on things of others. Care for other folk. That's what it's saying. And then let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Our supreme example of humility and not self-boasting. Jesus Christ, who left the glories of heaven, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every very name, that the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Charity suffereth long. Charity is kind. Charity envieth not. It puffeth not itself. It's not puffed up. May we have that kind of love. We're going to get more into it next time we stand in the pulpit. 15 characteristics that Paul lists of charity, and we just scratching the surface. Our Father, we say we love you, but we can't comprehend your love toward us. Lord, and that while we were yet sinners, you sent your Son Jesus to die for us. We thank you for that. Our Father, may we return that love back to you and back to others. Lord, bless our morning worship. May you be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.